In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, today is the last day of our preparatory novena for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Appropriately, for the first Saturday, which is today, the topic of this homily is Our Lady of Fatima. While political candidates during the recent election drew impressive crowds, none can compare to the over 70,000 pilgrims who gathered at Cova da Iria in Fatima on October 13, 1917, when despite deplorable weather conditions, men and women, young and old, flocked to the site where it had been reported that a heavenly lady had been appearing to three shepherd children on the 13th day of each month since May. They gathered in expectation of a miracle that she had promised to perform for all present, to behold on that 13th day of October. The atmosphere was most dreary and cold. The very wet weather made the surrounding area a sea of muddy terrain. Yet this did not stop the immense crowd from pressing as close as they could to the site of the apparitions, with a spirit of anticipation, perhaps, accompanied by some trepidation at what would occur. Although, with some slight delay, a flash in the sky announced the arrival of the lady to the three seers, Francisco, Jacinta, Marto, and Lucia dos Santos. Only the children saw the lady and not the crowd. They also received from the communication that they had so earnestly desired to learn in the past months, for the lady had not revealed her identity. Now she says, declaring herself as the Lady of the Rosary, and therefore indisputably the Blessed Virgin Mary herself. That she identified herself with this appellation is not surprising, considering that during the course of her apparitions, she had repeatedly requested that the Most Holy Rosary be recited each day. She had promised a miracle in order that everyone might believe the veracity of the heavenly visitations, and we know Our Lady keeps her promises. The enormous crowd all witnessed what is without doubt one of the most undeniable and widely witnessed miracles in recent history, and perhaps of all time. All of a sudden, the spectators were able to look at the sun, which had become silverish, without hurting their eyes or even squinting. The fiery figure moved about the sky in startling ways and emitted rays of all colors. The onlookers were dumbstruck, even terrified, especially as the celestial spectacle seemed to turn threatening as the fiery ball began to plunge towards the earth. Cries of repentance and pleas for mercy were thrown up towards heaven, as it seemed that the end of the world, or at least of their lives, was upon the crowd. However, just as it seemed that the sun would engulf the earth in its fire, it rose back to its place in the sky and soon resumed its ordinary appearance. Then, however, the crowd realized that their clothes and entire surroundings, which had been drenched to the core, were now completely dry. The spectacular miracle was proof that the Virgin had indeed been there, and it was a confirmation of the legitimacy of the message and mission which she had confided to the three privileged souls of Francisco, Jacinta, and Lucia. There have perhaps been few Marian apparitions that have, to such an extent, affected and inspired so many souls across the entire world as that of Our Lady of Fatima. Indeed, we could say that century following this extraordinary event has been dominated by the message of Fatima and its relevance, not only for Catholics, but for the entire world. Always in some way, Our Lady, who is our tender mother, does not fail to bring consolation. Yet it must be said too that her message at Fatima tends to be a sobering one, because as our mother, she also warns of the destruction of the world if it rejects God, and also of the destruction that we shall face if we reject God. What was the message of Fatima? It is summarized in Our Lady's brief address to the children at the apparition on the 13th of October, immediately before the miracle of the sun. People must amend their lives, ask pardon for their sins, and not offend our Lord any more, for he is already too greatly offended. Reparation for so many offenses against the Sacred Heart of our Lord and the Immaculate Heart of Mary is very much a theme of Our Lady's communications to the children during these apparitions. The devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, especially on First Saturdays, and the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart by the Holy Father were stipulated as the conditions without which certain evils to befall the world and the Church could not be avoided. Our Lady confided three secrets to the children, which were later revealed to some extent. The first concerned a terrifying vision of hell that Our Lady allowed the three children to see. We saw huge numbers of devils and lost souls in a vast and fiery ocean. Lucia reported the devils resembled black animals, hideous and unknown, each filling the air with despairing shrieks. The lost souls were in their human bodies and seemed brown in color, tumbling about constantly in the flames and screaming with terror. Lucia confided that she is sure that she would have died from this vision had it lasted much longer, for it was truly that dreadful and ought to fill us with a salutary fear. The second secret is interpreted as a prophecy regarding the end of the First World War and the beginning of the second. As for the third secret, it is the subject of controversy beyond the scope of this sermon, but it is important to say for our purposes that it foretells a widespread apostasy from the faith, which seems undeniably related to the state of things in the world and even in the Church, wherein many today are Catholic only in name. We cannot remain indifferent to the message of Fatima, which concerns the entire world and indeed predicts wars, hardships, and apostasies, some of which have passed and others of which we are probably even now living through. It would, however, be a mistake, an unfortunate misunderstanding on our part, if the message of Fatima were to us, first of all, something that concerns the world and the Church abstractly. Our Lady expresses the urgent need for souls, including our own, to be converted and to pray for the conversion of sinners. Our knowledge of the particulars of the message shall do us no service if we don't take the personal aspect to heart. When asked if she would obtain favors for various people who requested them, Our Lady of Fatima replied, "I will grant some requests, but not all of them. They must amend their lives and ask forgiveness for their sins. We must convert our souls to God, and then we shall be prepared by His grace to make that reparation for sins, our own sins and those of others." This is the ardent desire of the soul which truly loves the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lady of Fatima also insists that her rosary be recited each day and that prayers and sacrifices be offered up for sinners. All this is at the heart of the message of Fatima and concerns each and every one of us personally. The first question put to the children of Fatima by Our Lady at the first apparition on May 13, 1917, was the following. Are you willing to offer yourselves to God and bear all the sufferings He wills to send you as an act of reparation for the conversion of sinners? Sister Lucia, in different interviews, emphasized Our Lady's desire that we fulfill the duties of our state. She also said that it appeared ever more clearly to her that the purpose of all the apparitions was to help people to grow more and more in faith, hope, and love. Everything else was intended to lead to this. Our Lord told Sister Lucia that it was above all the sacrifice of the fulfillment of duty that he desired. This too we must bear in mind. The best and most necessary sacrifice which we must make is the generous and persevering fulfillment of the duties of our state and life, with joy and motivated by charity. In this sense, all have the same calling, be they clergy, religious, professionals, fathers, mothers, or children. Our Lady, mediatrix of all graces, is so desirous of pouring God's graces upon us. This novena is a time for all of us to open up our souls so as to be able to receive these graces in superabundance and to ask Our Lady to touch other hearts as well. We ask also for her protection of our families, the Institute of Christ the King, Sovereign Priest, our nation, and the Holy Church of God. May we grow in love of her and devotion to her, for it is thus that the reign of her Immaculate Heart shall finally come. At Fatima she promised it, in the end my Immaculate Heart will triumph. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.